go by the school clock, which says 7. I have about 5 till, but we'll go by the school clock, which is 7 o'clock. So we're going to call this meeting to order of the Madison Plains Board of Education. On this date, would you call roll, please?
Mrs. Blankenship?
Present.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Brandt?
Here.
Mr. Schwanger?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mr. Hall is present.
Joe Penny, would you like to lead us in a pledge, please?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have anyone have anything for the board work session today?
Yes. Short and sweet. We are still in the process of looking for a superintendent to take over the board's position at Tolls. We met last week, put together a list of qualifications and skills and experiences that we're looking for on that. The brochure and the posting will be done or completed by the end of this week, and we will then open up to those who want to apply for that position. There will only be about a 2.5-week period for people to get back to us, and at that point, probably towards the middle of May, we will be screening applications and setting up interviews. So that's where we are in that process. I've also got some other things. Some of these I brought back from San Francisco. National School Board meeting was out there. And I'll send these down if you want to know about the convention. Most of that is in what's known as School Board News. Will tell you what went on and speakers that were there. And somehow or another, I don't know whether they all got gobbled up, I have no pictures of Condoleezza Rice. And she gave an excellent talk for the first day of the conference, and I don't know whether those got all gobbled up by people or what, but if you want to read that, there's a website on here, and you can pull this off the internet, but I'll send these down. I don't know whether I've got enough to go around, but help yourself, you're welcome to them. And actually, I really wanted Condoleezza's article, because her point, she's not real keen on vouchers. And I think I tend to agree with her. I'm afraid that if we start putting public money into charter schools, we're getting away from the idea of a true public education. And her main point was, here's a little girl from a segregated small town in Alabama who went to a very poor segregated school and still managed to become Secretary of State of the United States. And it's our education system in this country that allows for that. If we get away from public education, only the rich will have an education, and we will have a much larger class of low socioeconomic people who tend, first of all, to be very expensive. But the other thing is, we're also taking away those children's right to a public education, and probably the only thing that I know of in the world that gives kids a fair shot at anything that they want to do. So I thought she made an excellent point with public education, and we as leaders in that area have got to do anything and everything we can to make sure that all our kids get an opportunity to get the best education that they can possibly get. Our kids are the same as kids anywhere on this planet, and they have the right to be first in line for any position that they would like to have. We don't just compete with surrounding schools. Surrounding schools around the world, and our kids today are looking at a global situation, and if they can't compete with kids from Europe, Asia, Africa, wherever it happens to be, they're going to end up with probably service jobs. High school diploma will still get you a job today. Unfortunately, if that's all you have is a high school education, a lot of those jobs are going to be service jobs, and I'm afraid that we're going to have a whole, won't be a new class, but a much bigger class of low socioeconomic people that are not going to be able to compete and are probably not going to be able to make the living that they would like to. So, things to consider. These are some other, whatever that I picked up from different sessions. If you're interested, help yourself. I've only got two of these, pass them around. These are outstanding schools in the United States as decided or determined by the National School Board Association. So,
we in there, Don?
I don't think so.
We should be the budget child for that.
You have to apply.
Mr. Hall, get on that, will
I would say that we do have some things that we're doing in this school district that would qualify us for some of those.
Do you have anything else, Don? Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Anyone else have anything for the board work session?
I do.
Okay.
You know, I was reviewing the drug policy that we had and going over some of the things that came up at the public meeting that we had, not this past Thursday, but the Thursday before. And I started reading the policy over a little bit more, and I had a few questions. And I don't know, I'll just run through some of the questions that I had. One of them, on page 6 of that policy, where we are saying that extracurricular activity is any activity of a competitive nature that does not involve a grade. And I was wondering how we came up with clubs and dances to be included in extracurricular activities for that, since those are non-competitive, even though they don't involve a grade.
State your question.
How come the dances the dances and clubs are not included in that part of the policy?
It was an activity that is not tied to a grade and or graduating from school.
Okay, what I think we might want to do is change the policy so that under the definition for extracurricular, that it takes out the competitive nature aspect. Since clubs and dances aren't competitive, you know, that can come up as a point of contention.
Clubs could be competitive.
Some clubs could be, yeah, I agree, but I don't see how the dances are competitive. So
what I suggest on those things we're putting on tonight's first reading, so if you have concerns like that, make me a list and we can get the committee relook at it.
We can do that. We can do that. There's a number of issues that I have.
It's best to make your list, because it's just the first reading. We're not adopting tonight. It's the first reading.
Okay.
And that's for that purpose, so we can reconsider some aspects of it.
I will get things together for you and shoot you my concerns shortly.
If a club, on that same line, if a club is part of a curriculum, does that mean that those students can't be tested?
You know, according to this, it doesn't involve a grade. So if they're involved in a club, when
we
that involves a grade.
We do have some clubs that do involve grades.
From like French club, is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'm not sure about French club. The one that I know for sure is FFA.
Chris, you want to speak for us on answer some of these questions real quick, please? I thought this was done.
What we did on the FFA, we asked Mr. Hoffman and Henry to decide what activity they were going to deem as totally true extracurricular. And so, for example, they go to the National FFA Convention. They felt that since they're taking those kids out of state and not wanting those kids to make any bad choices or anything, that'll be an extracurricular activity. So, for example, if they take the kids to National Convention, they would require a kid to be drug tested for that. So, if the kid doesn't have that, is not required to get them. So they're going to try and outline it. We've asked Mr. Scholes to do the same thing with his band activities, because again, band is a co-curricular activity. And so we've asked him to look at some of the activities that they're doing, if you deem them being an extracurricular activity as well. The unfortunate thing is both of those, all those teachers would rather have their students be drug tested as a part of that activity. So I know that that's a fine line for all those. That's how we've asked those teachers to approach that issue.
Have we decided on who the medical review officer is, or the person here at the district that's going to be in charge?
We haven't done that until the policy gets fully adopted here.
One of the concerns that I'm going to be sending over to Boone involves that in the policy it says that the athletic director or principal confirm that the person that is being tested is actually that person. And with the whole confidentiality issue, you know, it should probably be, you know, the school's administrator of the policy. You understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, I understand it, and that's, you know, that would be fine, but the only problem is if we make it just the administrator doing the identifying on that day, if the event I'm gone, then we're going to, or if it's me or if it's another principal, we've just got to make sure that they're here and that there's no, you know, there's no reason for them to be absent.
Understandable. So. Understandable.
Okay. Any other questions, Ken? Any other items for work session?
On this particular case, I'll say no.
Okay. Is there anything else?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Moving on then, nobody else has anything else for board work session. I'm going to make a motion that we enter into an executive session for the purpose of one or more of the following. Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. Section 2, to consider the purchase of property for public purposes or for sale of property at competitive bidding. Section 3, conferences with an attorney. And we will enter an executive session at 7:13. Is that what that says up there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We'll be meeting with the school's attorney for the first session.
Yes.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I do not know how long this will take. Hopefully not very long. We'll hurry as fast as we can. Okay? Tim, do you want to turn this off to save your...
You want it?
You're funny.